Real Gift of Christmas, Luke chapter 21, verse 25 to 36. Now, hunting is done, but then ice fishing will start soon. I know there are some fishermen here. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a fish close its eyes? Fish never close their eyes. Day and night, and while they are sleeping, and even when they die, fish never close their eyes. Do you know why? The answer is surprisingly easy and simple. Fish never close their eyes because they do not have eyelids to close. Therefore, a fish is considered the symbol of staying awake. An image of a fish was used as a symbol of Christianity and the early church in two ways. Firstly, an image of a fish was used to indicate Christian confession of faith. In Greek, fish is ichthus. You may have seen this sign before, sign 1, or at least you have seen this sign, sign 2. The Greek spelling for ichthus and sign 1 has 5 letters. And each of these 5 letters is the first letter of the Greek words Jesus, Christos, Theos, Huios, and Soter. And these 5 Greek words stand for the English words meaning Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior, or Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. During the persecution of Christians in the Roman Empire, early church Christians lived in catacombs, which are ancient underground passages and rooms, especially under the city. And they used a fish symbol in secret to identify and communicate by themselves. After that, a fish came to be one of the very important symbols of Christianity. I also have this fish sign, sign 2, on the back of my car to show my identity as Christian. And secondly, an image of a fish was used to emphasize the importance of staying awake. Since a fish never closes its eyes, it can be a great symbol reminding Christians of the need to stay awake. Today's gospel reading teaches us that we need to be on guard and be alert at all times for the coming of Christ Jesus. Especially this season, the season of Advent, which is the time of expectant waiting and preparation for the coming of Jesus Christ, we need to listen to what the gospel speaks to us. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. And that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of God. Right. Like a fish which never closes its eyes, we need to be on guard and be alert for the coming of the Lord at all times. Preaching about the second coming, the coming of the Son of Man, has fallen into disrepute in many churches, although it is one of the important themes of Jesus' teaching. Actually, we can easily find this subject talking about the second coming in many places in the Bible, not only through the teaching of Jesus in the gospel, but also through the Apostle Paul's epistles. However, since they also talk about the end time or the end of life along with various end time signs, people are afraid and feel uncomfortable hearing these words. Furthermore, some Christian denominations focus too much on these subjects end time, so that they try to predict a certain date of the end of the world and stir up people in confusion and chaos. However, the gospel teaches us that there is no terror when the end of time or the end of life comes. For those who know God's love and live life under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, because they know who will determine the reality of life beyond what we can know here and now. It is our Christ Jesus who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Therefore, rather, these verses provide us encouragement of the expectation and faithful waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ. Also, these verses lead us to live in hope even when our very foundation of life seems to be shaken. Today's reading challenges us about what we are going to do when people grow faint from fear and the powers of the heavens are shaken. How are we going to meet Jesus Christ, who is coming back to this world with power and great glory? My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, hear these words. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Although everything in the world will be changed, destroyed, and finally ended, there is one thing that is never changed, never destroyed, and never ends. It is the Word of God. Therefore, let us not debase life through dissipation or worry, but pray, depending on God, for strength and courage to meet the coming of Christ and all kinds of life challenges. During this season, for our Advent study, we are reading and studying about one special man, Joseph, who was chosen by God to be Jesus' earthly father and to raise him as his own son. As we know well, Joseph was not a really special man. He was neither priest nor well-educated scribe or lawyer or a physician or successful businessman. He was just one of the carpenters, just one of the ordinary men. But God entrusted the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to Joseph. As he grew up as a carpenter's son, Jesus, his personality and attitude toward life might be very much influenced by his earthly father, Joseph. His talent, his skill, patience, carefulness, attentiveness, hardworking, and most importantly, faithfulness. To raise the Son of God, he would have tried to do his best to live a faithful life. He might have prayed a lot to God and thoroughly relied upon God. From him, we can learn a very important lesson for life. How we raise our children, not only our own, but also all the children of God in the world, that God entrusts us to protect, teach, care, guide, and love. Today, it is not too much to say that we are living in end times. The world has changed so much already. It is no longer natural to say Merry Christmas to everyone in this season. Anger, hatred, and hostility have prevailed all over the world and tried to infiltrate our hearts. All kinds of temptations are nudging us every day. We live in this time and in this world. Also, we have to raise our children in this time and in this world. I even can't imagine how the world will be changed for the worse and what kind of world our children will live in. Therefore, firstly, I ask myself that what am I doing during this time? What are we doing for our own life and for our precious children during this time? How do we form and shape ourselves and our children to know who God is, to live the real meaning of Christmas, and to understand God's will for our lives? How do we protect, teach, care, guide, and love our children well in this time? It can start from a very simple action. We can help and lead our children to see the real meaning and real gift of Christmas. Like Joseph, God also calls us to raise God's precious son and daughters. Not only my own, but also all children in the world are God's precious children that we are called to raise by protecting, teaching, caring, guiding, and loving. During this season of Advent, let us think about what kind of real gift of Christmas we need to give for our children. As we wait for the coming of Jesus in this time of confusion, uncertainty, and rapidly changing circumstances, please remember that there is only one real gift of Christmas which has never changed, never destroyed, and never ends. It is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let us live and walk in this journey of faith, waiting and expecting in hope for the coming of Jesus Christ with our precious children. Let us be on guard and stay awake at all times altogether, like a fish that never closes its eyes. Praise God. Amen.